One continuing piece of the COVID-19 story reaches into the country's prisons and jails and the vulnerability of both people who are incarcerated as well as those who work in those places. One in every five prisoners in the U.S. has had COVID-19, rates even higher here in Hawaii. That's according to a recent report by the Marshall Project and the Associated Press. And so far, one in five prisoners testing positive for the coronavirus. HPR's Kuvehi Hiraishi joining us now to look at how the pandemic's impacted our incarcerated population here in Hawaii. Aloha, Kuvehi.
Aloha and good morning, everyone. One in three Hawaii inmates actually has had COVID-19, according to this report. And so far this year, a little more than 1,700 Hawaii inmates have tested positive for the coronavirus while behind bars. Another nearly 200 staff have also been infected.
So when you pull the lens back in terms of the big picture, where are we right now in terms of the COVID-19 situation in jails and prisons here in the state?
Right now, yeah, the state public safety department is managing about 300 active inmate cases of COVID-19, a majority of them at the Halawa Correctional Facility, right, our most recent outbreak. But there are a couple of cases, positive cases, remaining at the Waiawa Correctional Facility and also at the Seguero Correctional Facility in Eloy, Arizona.
You know, and we have, again, this is it's a local story, but it's also a national story. And on the national front, we've heard about the deadly outbreaks in jails and prisons. In terms of the recovery rate or situation, most of those 1,700 Hawaii inmates that have been affected, as you mentioned, have most of them recovered at this point?
Yes. A majority of the inmates who have gotten COVID-19 here in Hawaii or in that Arizona prison have recovered. As we know, the pandemic sort of hit Hawaii's correctional facilities in waves. We had that first big outbreak at the Oahu Correctional, Community Correctional Center, or CCC, followed by the Seguero outbreak in Arizona, and now at Halawa. We did lose one Hawaii inmate who was being housed up in Seguero to COVID-19. So there is a sort of extra or magnified look at some of our prisoners who may be susceptible to diseases. Right now, we've got currently 10 inmates in the hospital because of the coronavirus.
You know, you talk about issues being highlighted by this. Another one here in Hawaii is the overcrowding of correctional facilities. This was an issue before COVID, early on when social distancing, medical isolation, not possible. There were some release programs. But anything lasting in terms of changes that may come on the overcrowding front?
The pandemic is really prompting that conversation on how to cure this longstanding issue. The latest data from the Public Safety Department shows about 500 more inmates are in state facilities than the facilities are actually designed for. And so overcrowding is also renewing this interest in state plans to build a new jail in Halawa. Criminal justice advocate Kat Brady of the Community Alliance on Prisons says she appreciates the increased attention to the issue of overcrowding, but she's afraid a new jail isn't the answer. Here's Brady.
We've been overcrowded for decades. It's always been a problem, but it's never been a perceived problem of the legislature. And now all of a sudden it's a big problem because we need shovel-ready projects. And I'm like, we need projects that actually build community rather than tear community apart.
You know, criminal justice reform advocates like Brady say this, you know, they'd rather see the state invest in diversion programs to reduce that population rather than sort of having these warehouses built. Another issue that I know we've come across and has been brought to light by the pandemic is that lack of reentry support for inmates. It's already gained a lot of traction among community groups I think there was an ad hoc reentry HUI that we had reported on that made up mostly of criminal justice reform advocates who were able to secure things like housing and cell phones for inmates who were being released, but it wasn't easy. Kahukaleo Patterson of the Pacific Justice and Reconciliation a center who's been working for years to help reintegrate inmates explains some of the hurdles in reentry services under the pandemic.
Number one, no housing, right? Number two, no funding if there is housing, yeah? These are the top prison reform, criminal justice reform community advocates. And we had the hard, you know, this group of about 20 had the hardest time finding housing for one or two people.
Reentry services, like overcrowding, longstanding issues for the State Department of Public Safety.
And it is, you know, as you go through this, there are so many issues that it touches on that are related. And another is the idea of the oversight of prisons, generally speaking, here in Hawaii.
Right. This oversight commission, a relatively new commission, finished its first year, oversight commission on Hawaii's correction systems, but it has been severely hampered by an inability to secure state funding for a key coordinator position. I should mention this is an all-volunteer board, but without that state funding, they haven't been able to really funnel or investigate and follow up on a lot of the complaints they've been receiving throughout the pandemic. There is some hope with the newly appointed head of public safety, Max Otani. He's come to really understand the state's corrections ecosystem, if you will. He served more than two decades with the Hawaii Paroling Authority. As soon as he went down to sit, first appearance with the Oversight Commission, he was quick to address criticism the agencies received over a lack of transparency in handling the pandemic.
Yeah, I'll be open to the commission with any recommendations as far as how the department could be more transparent, because we've been putting out, you know, press releases prior to on a daily basis trying to update people what's going on. But again, you know, it's a crisis that we're dealing with at this time.
Well, all these issues we will be seeing coming up in this next legislative session, whether through the report from the Oversight Commission or through legislators who are really, on account of the pandemic, really paying attention to some of these longstanding issues in the corruption system.
There are so many threads to this story and threads that I know that you're going to be continuing to cover also on the prison front as well. HPR's reporter Kuaveihi Hiraishi, you can find her stories online at hawaiipublicradio.org. And Kuaveihi, mahalo for joining us this morning.